Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
Fabric by Gerber Life.
Yeah, a lot of people think that getting life insurance means you're insuring yourself for yourself.
But it's actually the exact opposite. You're insuring yourself for your family.
Yeah, Jack and I, we both got term life insurance to make sure our kids and our partners are taken care of if something happens to us.
Life insurance is how you protect your family's future, and we love Fabric.
Fabric by Gerber Life is term life insurance you can get done right here, right now. You could be covered from your couch in under 10 minutes with no health exam required.
And if you're young and healthy, now is the time to get life insurance.
Because you lock in low rates that fit your family and your budget.
Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/tboy.
That's meetfabric.com/tboy.
Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states, and prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Wednesday, October 19th, and today's pod is the best one yet.
TBOY, the best one yet.
Except, Jack, we got to issue a correction. Let's just get it out of the way.
Yeah, that Taylor Swift album, her 10th album, it drops this coming Friday, not last Friday.
It's coming out this weekend, not last weekend.
It was a mistake.
Yeah.
Let's just shake it off.
Okay.
Shake it off.
Don't say it again.
Shake it off.
Jack, what's our first story?
The number one app across high schools and the App Store is Gas.
Gas, it is at the top of the App Store because you look amazing.
Can I just say, you really do.
You look fantastic.
For our second story, Airbnb just awarded 100 crazy homes, 100 grand each, to just go insane.
Yeah, because invest in spectacle.
And our third and final story, we've identified a new variant of inflation.
We did.
Celebflation.
Celebflation, because P&G is paying Vanilla Ice to sell you shampoo.
But Yetis, before we hit that fantastic mix.
Just the perfect mix, man. I love this mix.
If you're pouring some 2% milk into a nutritious bowl of morning cereal right now.
Spit it out.
Spit it out.
Spit it out.
Because we have an emergency news bulletin coming from the FDA.
Yeah, the Food and Drug Administration would like a word about your breakfast.
Get this. The federal government just revised its official list of which cereals are considered healthy cereals.
Like some cereals we thought were healthy, turns out they're not that healthy.
Hey, Trix Bunny, warn Toucan Sam right now.
The FDA is always after me Lucky Charms.
Now, Tony the Tiger, Count Chocula, they're safe. They got nothing to worry about.
No one thought those saturated fats were healthy to begin with. You're doing great.
Yeah, they've never been on the list.
Keep doing what you're doing, Count.
But some of what we thought were healthy go-tos are off the list.
And Yetis, we're not talking about Captain Crunch over here.
No, we're not. We are talking about Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran is no longer a healthy breakfast. It's official.
Jack, aren't the raisins a fruit? Pretty sure that's a fruit.
Yes, but the sugar coating on the flakes isn't.
And besties, it's not just Raisin Bran. Corn flakes, no longer considered healthy.
Again, the sugar coating on the flakes, that's the issue.
But isn't the corn a veggie? We should point that out. The corn is a veggie.
Yes, but sugar's a plant too, and it ain't healthy.
Honey Nut Cheerios, also no longer considered healthy.
Not healthy.
Even Frosted Mini Wheat cereal, that's no longer considered healthy.
Well, that one makes perfect sense. Frosted is in the name.
Yeah, actually, it did always taste like a cupcake.
I put Frosted Mini Wakes on my ice cream.
And then I put that on my Frosted Mini Wheats.
Yeah, me too.
But Jack, there is one cereal conspicuously absent from this list.
Did we miss one?
There is one cereal the FDA seems to have missed.
What are you talking about?
And that cereal is...
Okay, Chris.
Oh, that's Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Our three stories, baby.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, the hottest app across the United States right now, it is Gas.
Gas is taking over high schools by telling you, honestly, you are the absolute best.
You look great.
You're just the best.
What are you doing with your hair right now?
Everything you're doing, keep doing it because you're doing it right.
Do more of whatever that formula. Yetis, over the weekend, we noticed there was a new number one in the App Store.
It wasn't TikTok. It wasn't Be Real.
No. The number one most downloaded app last week was an app called Gas.
Gas. Not gaslighting. Gas.
The Gas app still in the top 10 in the App Store, also number one in social media apps.
500,000 people have downloaded this app in just 6 weeks.
Yeah, this is the coolest thing in high school since Stacy's mom.
This Gas is on fire.
And the idea behind Gas? Pretty straightforward. Ruthless positivity.
You can only say nice things on this app.
Yeah, it's like a dopamine-driven compliment factor.
You can't troll people. You can only extol people. Is that a word?
Yeah, it's impossible to troll. It's like the algorithm rewards good vibes only.
Now, this app isn't about posting pictures or DMing people. It's just about sending superlatives.
Yeah, like you can only think, the only thing you can do is tell your friend, you know what? You're the most beautiful one in school, Mary.
Honestly, I think you're the best athlete I've ever met.
Jesse, most quality lab partner in the entire chemistry class.
That's it. You just pick a superlative, a positive superlative, and then tag someone on your contact list.
You just picture a high school yearbook, but like without any of the drama.
This is the opposite of the burn book.
Carol, you did my accounting homework, and for this, I thank you. Now, Yetis, Jack and I found this app to be fascinating. So we jumped in T-Boy style, except...
Well, we tried to jump in T-Boy style.
We did. We could not jump in T-Boy style.
Because the app is gated in more than one way.
Literally, we could not get into the Gas app. Like, it's gated by your location, and it's gated by your age.
Yeah, we showed our ID. We were too old.
You must be in high school, and you must be living in a certain state in order to use this app.
Gas, like Facebook many moons ago, is rolling out school district by school district. So it's geofenced.
Yeah, they're trying to improve as students use it before they go nationwide.
So Nick and I couldn't get into Gas because we're too old and we're in California and Vermont where Gas isn't.
Yeah, full disclosure, this is Nick, this is Jack, and neither of us are high school sophomores.
But if we were in the Gas app,
if we were,
we would notice that everyone is anonymous unless you pay.
Because if you drop $5 a month, you can learn who selected you as the most likely to be president someday.
If you drop $5 a month, you can learn it was Timmy. Who thinks that you're the world's best bake sale salesman?
Yetis, in 2022, Jack and I have learned that there are three things that teens want in a social media app these days.
They want something that's real, positive, and simple.
That's it.
And Gas is all of those things.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at the Gas app?
This is the first ever righteous Zuckin.
Righteous Zuckin.
A morally acceptable copycat.
Okay, besties, does Gas sound familiar to you? Like the concept?
It should be.
It should. Because it's a copycat. It's actually a zucking.
Here's the key, though. The creator of Gas copied his own idea.
He zucked himself because 5 years ago, a brand new app took off. And that app was called TBH, to be honest.
The idea of that app was to give teens a positive-only app. You could only share compliments about your contacts.
And that app, 5 years ago, grew so quickly that Facebook thought it was a threat and Facebook acquired it.
But funny thing, Facebook got sick of that app.
It did.
So it shut down TBH.
Okay, so then Jack, what did the founder of the TBH app that was acquired by Facebook end up doing?
He rested and vested.
He did.
He chilled while his acquisition paid out.
Collected his paycheck from Facebook for selling them a company, and he waited until his non-compete ended.
That ended this year.
It did.
He quit Facebook and launched Gas. New name, But same product you used to have.
And that is why we're calling Gas not just the most popular app right now, but the first ever righteous zucking. For our second story, Airbnb is giving 100 crazy homeowners $100,000 each.
It's called the OMG Fund.
The OMG.
And it's an investment in spectacle.
All right, Yetis. Jack and I got your back. Maybe you're planning that winter vacation right now. So
you know how the Germans do it. The day after vacation, they plan next year's vacation.
Well, Jack and I decided we'd whip up a few casual hotel stay options for you.
All right. How about this place we found? In the United Kingdom, there is a prism-shaped home with a rainbow ramp to enter.
Literally, this house is the Pink Floyd album.
That Pink Floyd album.
Yeah, that one. Dark Side of the Moon.
In Costa Rica, there is a 5-room house where each room is shaped like a hexagon.
Because it's not really a house. It's actually a human-sized beehive.
Okay, how about this place we found in Mexico?
This is good. This is good.
10 elevated rooms shaped exactly like Orion.
Hey, Galileo, you can sleep in a Constellation condo.
All right, finally, let's head to the heartland. In Idaho, the most important hotel there...
Love this one.
...is also the most relevant attraction.
It's a potato-shaped house. We're talking a duplex where, like, you mash potatoes in the mashed potato.
Its name is Spud. We think.
Now, Yetis, here's what Jack and I find fascinating about this story. It's not that you could spend your winter vacation staying in a root vegetable.
No, it's not that, Socrates. It's that all of those homes we just listed were recently awarded Airbnb funding.
All right, Jack, let's sprinkle on a little context here. Last year, we were telling the Yetis about Airbnb's big app redesign.
Part of that redesign was creating a new category you could search for called OMG. Like, I only want places that are OMG.
Like OMG as in, oh my God, this is an insane collection of crazy homes. Deborah, we're staying in a potato.
Now, we're not talking OMG like just crazy expensive, like MTV Cribs.
No offense exhibit.
We're talking OMG like these are out of a science fiction novel. I can't believe they exist.
Like it's a duplex, but it's also a pirate ship.
It's a beachside house, but it's Flintstones bedrock.
So the first thing Airbnb did was create a new product category.
Called OMG.
But now it's turning those homes into financial investments.
That's right. In June, Airbnb launched the OMG Fund, where they find insane homes, fund them, so they can become even wilder.
So like tens of thousands of hosts submitted applications to turn their place into a crazier place.
Yeah, they wanted that $100,000 to make their place even wilder.
And then Airbnb assembled like a panel of judges, selected 100 winners, and boom, Mr. Wonderful, those winners are the homes we mentioned above.
Yeah, those were four of the 100 winners that all got 100 grand each.
It's like Shark Tank meets Fixer Upper, except publicly traded as a stock. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Airbnb?
Airbnb just invested in spectacle.
Yetis, sometimes a company recognizes that their core product can also become a spectacle.
The first thing we thought of was Bacardi's 151.
Yes, the rum.
That product exists because it's incredible. Something can be so alcoholic.
The other thing we thought of was Google, which has that I'm feeling lucky button because it teases our imagination when we're searching for something online.
And Airbnb has the OMG category because there are some architectural marvels on that platform.
In each case, the spectacle represents only a tiny percentage of the sales of that business.
But the spectacle captures an outsized percentage of our attention, our fascination, and our admiration.
And that positive attention, it rains down on the rest of the brand.
That's why Airbnb made a $10 million investment in spectacle. Now, a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
A lot of Yetis don't realize how much prep work goes into this pod.
We spend hours every morning jumping in T-boy style to earnings reports, CEO tweets, breaking news headlines.
Yeah, Jack and I are toggling tabs like you toggled IM convos in 2004.
Having 8 tabs open can be stressful. You don't need that, especially when investing.
Robinhood offers it all in one app.
Whether you want to trade options, ETFs, or stocks through Robinhood Financial,
or you want to buy some Bitcoin on Robinhood Crypto,
you can do it all on the Robinhood app.
If you're not investing in Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Limitations apply.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. All investments involve risk.
By the way, this podcast is not owned or part of Robinhood, and we are not employees of Robinhood.
For our third and final story, Procter & Gamble's newest strategy to make you pay more. What is it, Jack?
Stone Cold Steve Austin, as in Austin 316.
They hired a pro wrestler and a bunch of rappers.
Because the newest variant of inflation is celebflation.
Celebflation. Jack, I just dropped $10.95 for an oat milk turmeric golden latte. When are the prices coming down, man?
To be honest, a drink that fancy deserves that price tag.
Well, the organic cardamom was worth every penny of it, Jack.
So Procter & Gamble may have an answer to this price problem we're all facing.
They may.
Procter & Gamble, the $300 billion consumer goods giant. It powers your entire pantry.
Yet, if it's an aisle six, P&G makes it.
This conglomerate owns Gillette, Febreze, Tampax, Downy, Old Spice, Pampers.
Procter & Gamble, Jack, they're doing soaps to toothpaste to fabric softener to toilet paper.
And for 3 years, Procter & Gamble has been raising prices like everyone else.
But according to the Wall Street Journal, the executives at P&G, they're getting worried.
The executives at P&G are wondering, in a recession, are you going to pay premium for their Pantene shampoo?
They're wondering, hey, should we be worried you're going to downgrade to the Suave shampoo?
When your pocketbook gets pinched,
yeah, Jack,
you'll pass on the Pantene. That's their concern.
So Jack and I noticed something funny here. P&G is testing out a new idea.
And their new idea is starting with Tide.
Yeah, Tide detergent, like the orange bottle and the blue liquid.
Laundry detergent. Right now, a tub of Tide laundry detergent costs up to $12. It's a premium product.
And what's a typical detergent costing these days, man?
Less.
Okay, yeah, like a lot less.
Less.
So here's what Tide did. They decided to hire some rappers.
They decided to hire rappers to convince you it's worth it.
To begin, they hired Ice-T.
Ice-T, the rapper behind the song Cop Killer, who then became a cop on TV in the show Law & Order.
And then Tide hired Vanilla Ice of Ice Ice Baby.
Vanilla Ice, the first white rapper to top the pop charts, according to his Wikipedia. He probably wrote that in there.
But Jack, they're not just satisfied with the rappers, because they also hired a pro wrestler.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, who pounds Coors Lights from the ring after every match.
Well, now Stone Cold Steve Austin, Vanilla Ice, and Ice-T are all pitching a new cold water version of Tide laundry detergent.
Yeah, I guess it's to launder your laundry in cold water.
Yeah, so basically P&G found all the celebrities with fake names that happen to reference ice.
If you're famous and have a pseudonym related to low temperatures, you're hired.
So just to clarify here, Jack, Tide is spending money on celebrity endorsements.
Yeah, and then they're going to pass on that extra cost to us. We're going to have to pay more for this.
This feels like an annoying takeaway moment. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at P&G?
The newest variant of inflation is celebflation.
Yeah, it is. Jack and I have talked to you about shrinkflation.
When companies keep the price the same, but make the package smaller.
And we talked to you about thinflation.
When restaurants thin down their menus to get rid of the less profitable dishes.
And we've talked to you about suckflation.
When hotels cut back on services, but still charge more, so your trip just sucks.
Well, these, they're all forms of sneakflation. Sneaky ways to raise prices on you.
But the newest variant of inflation is maybe the most annoying kind. Celebflation.
When brands spend big money to hire celebrities to endorse a brand so you'll think the high price is still worth it.
P&G, how about you don't pay Vanilla Ice and you use those savings to reduce the price of the product?
We're way cooler with that. Celebflation. When we have to pay more because Hollywood told us it's worth it.
Ice Ice, maybe.
Jack, can you come out of that potato house over there and whip up the takeaways for us, please?
Gas hit number one in the App Store because, Sam, your slamming salmon sweaters are the best ones yet.
It's the first ever righteous sucking.
For our second story, Airbnb is dishing out $100,000 grants to 100 crazy homes.
It's an investment in spectacle.
And our third and final story is Procter & Gamble. They're paying celebrities with cold-related stage names.
It's the most annoying type of inflation.
Celebflation.
I guess, though, it's a business. Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Mary Allerton in lovely Hudson, Ohio.
It's about the origin of the middle finger.
Yeah. Let's listen up.
When the outnumbered English faced the French at the Battle of Agincourt, they were armed with a relatively new weapon, the longbow. The French were so amused that they vowed to cut off the middle finger of each British archer. When the longbows won the day, the English jeered the retreating French by raising the middle finger in a gesture that still means, among other things, in your face.
Wow. Those are the juicy pages of history books that we want to learn more about.
Yeah, dude, you got another one of those. Send those our way. Any fingers.
I thought it was called Flipping the Bird, though.
Jack, another origin story for another pod.
Fair enough.
Yetis, you look absolutely the most fantastic you have ever looked today.
Yetis, you are the best audience ever.
And if you are eating a Raisin Bran, a Corn Flakes, or a Honey Nut Cheerio cereal right now, treat
Spit
yourself.
Spit it out.
Jack and I, we'll see you tomorrow. And before we go, happy birthday to Yeti Mario Gutierrez in Le Mans, France.
And happy birthday to Julie Keller in Ripon, California.
And Jack, Beth Lichty's got a birthday over in Denver.
Happy birthday to Lucas Squidmaster Cow, celebrating in Italy right now.
And Brandon Coffer, enjoy that birthday down in D.C.
Happy birthday to Ricky the Realtor and his dog Yoda over in Concord, California.
And a happy joint birthday to Mo Mudether and Ed Gaffori down in Virginia.
Good luck to Mark Deptree, who is taking his FE exam in Philadelphia.
And Izzy Napa and her boyfriend have an anniversary over in lovely Hoboken, New Jersey.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Airbnb and Robinhood. Now, a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
A lot of you listen to our show while you're driving.
Two hands on the wheel. Keep it 10 and 2.
You might be cruising, Chris. No rush. Stay in the right lane.
Or you might be Darlene from Duncan, dotting from lane to lane.
Yeah, there are different drivers on the road. There are different investors, too.
Maybe you're cruising down the long-term lane with stock investing, or maybe you're a more advanced full-speed trader.
Well, the Robinhood app helps put you in the driver's seat wherever you're at in your investing journey.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/T-Boy and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/T-B-O-Y. Limitations apply.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. All investments involve risk.
By the way, this podcast is not owned by or part of Robinhood, and we are not employees of Robinhood. For our third and final story, Procter & Gamble's newest strategy. For our third and final story.
You really need a breath over there, dude.
For our third
dude,
and
it's
final
like you're driving, and you have
it.
No idea what turns are ahead of you.
I know.
Like,
I'm just even looking. I'm like, oh, boy.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.